James joins us now. Hello, James.
It's good morning to you, Fran, and it's Gerard Ridsdale's chilling prison evidence via video link to the Royal Commission that is in the front page of the Age newspaper. He never had any restrictions or conditions imposed on him as he moved from parish to parish, abusing more than 100 children. And as Fran says, you'll meet one of those on the program this morning. The Sydney Morning Herald, same-sex marriage shortened forces Abbott's hand. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has set the conditions for a Liberal conscience vote, not the Bill Shorten-sponsored private members bill, but a new cross-party bill moved by a government backbench MP, seconded by a Labor MP. If that happens, it'll dramatically increase the prospects of achieving full marriage equality this year in Australia, says the Fairfax Press and The Australian. Abbott says gay marriage debate must be owned by Parliament, not one party. PM opens the door to same-sex vote. We've got the result of the State of Origin. New South Wales 10, Queensland 11. Marauding Maroons clawing back the trophy, 1 point at a time. The Courier Mail in Brisbane quite happy with the result. Game of Maroons. The good guys were crowned victorious again last night. Queensland beats New South Wales by 1 point. We got when two tribes go to war. Sydney, the Daily Telegraph, we blew it. New South Wales squanders opportunity to go one up. Of course, the round ball football news is also substantial. And around the world, the West Australian World Cup rort. Soccer heavyweights accused of rampant corruption. South Australia, the $100 million red card. Top soccer chiefs arrested in bribes raid. The fraud ball is what the Herald Sun calls it. FIFA hit by allegations. The pictures of the accused front page. World soccer chiefs arrested in raids over $100 million bribes probe. And that is the headlines this morning, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.